Identity of our church is Afro-Asiatic. We have many people from Asia, especially Filipino, Indians, Pakistan, and from Africa, immigrants from Africa, present in our Christian community in Tripoli. This is people who are working different fields in Libya, in the direct contact with our friends, Muslim. And I would like to underline that the Libyan respect the church. Our presence give us freedom in different occasions, in different places. We are free to pray together with everybody, also in the prison. We are going to the prison to visit some prisoners, especially from Africa. We have a special institution in Libya, we call Islamic Call Society, promoting this kind of dialogue in different situation, especially with the Vatican, Pontifical Council Interreligious Dialogue. Every 2 years we have a special seminar, kind of occasion to share together our responsibility as believers in front of the situation of life on the world. And in this synod, the mission of the Church in the way of reconciliation, justice and peace, I think it's really very important because Libya is working in this field in Africa. It's working for the reconciliation, it's working for the promotion, it's working for dialogue among the different cultures and religions. Islamic Call Society last year promoted a special seminar in Tripoli with the different religions and Christian denomination, just to know each other and to underline the importance of the religions as a leaven in Africa.
Would you say a word about the migrants fleeing war and poverty mainly,
yeah,
no?
Yeah,
and this from all over Africa?
Yeah. These people, they are coming from the country who are in trouble. You can see, for example, Eritrea, they're from Nigeria, from Cameroon, from Congo, from Sudan. Different countries who are in need of peace and reconciliation. And our church is there as a point of reference, as a very simple presence just to help them in their situation in Libya. Poor people, but strong in the faith and powerful in the prayer. They are a treasure for our community, treasure because they give a witness of faith.
But they're not just Christians, they're Muslims.
Yeah, we have Muslims. Of course, in the church we have only Christians, people from different Christian denominations, but we have also Muslim. And in collaboration with the Islamic Call Society, we help them in the prison. From Islamic Call Society and from our side, we are going to prison to help the prisoners, Christian and Muslim, in this way.
But these prisoners, Libyan prisoners or the immigrants?
No. We are visiting only Christians. Christian prisoners, especially Africans.
One hears tragic stories of what happens in Libya in the refugee camps. Can you speak about that?
I think there are many things that are instrumentalized. I don't believe that really there is a tragic position and situation. No, I visit myself and the sister visit the prisons. They live normally and like other prison, of course, they have no freedom, but they respect us to help them. And also the director of the prison tell us, help us just to face the different situation and the problem, health problem. But there is no tragedy in the prison.
But not everybody is in prison. You run social service camps for these immigrants,
yeah? We visit only the camps where we have the migrants. And we have a camp for illegal person and a camp for criminal, a different prison. No? And the Libyan, you can imagine the Libyan have to face this enormous presence of the Africans coming from different places, different countries, and rejected also from Italy. No?
They are rejected both by their own countries and eventually by Europe. Aren't they in despair?
We can say no, I don't want to say, because they are young people. They are young people and they try to go in the other country. Sure, Libya is not the place to stay forever. And if they are rejected today, maybe they will try tomorrow again. They are willing to go absolutely in other place. And we feel that we have to provide in the Europe or other country have to provide for them, because especially for Eritrea, they have no chance. They don't want to go back. They are willing to find the new place for new future. But they are young people.
They're women and children.
Yeah, many. Yeah, have many women and children, and this is, I think, the problem. This real problem to help them, and we have a team, the nuns and sisters who are doing the best just to assist them. We feel that is really a responsibility from human institution to help these people in this country.
A lot of these women are exploited, and the men too, but in particular the women, no?
Yeah, we cannot say in detail all this situation, but we can imagine they pass from desert and different country, different places. We'd have to pay. And this is a pity to say this, but we can imagine these poor people, poor women, they have to arrive from the desert. But I have to say one thing, the Libyan authority, they try the best, they protect them. And they are also NGO, Libyan NGO, who are doing also together with other institution, human institution, to help them.
Oh, some of these are political refugees, no? And they're not granted political exile in Libya, no?
They are political refugees, yeah. They try to have a document as a refugee, to have identity, because many, they have no passport, no nothing. And we hope that their document help them to find a way and to assist them, especially in the hospital.
Why do they all go to Libya?
Because, first of all, they accept them. It is not forbidden to enter in Libya. Libya is open. And Libya is tolerant. A country can offer, if they are willing to work, to offer a job and the possibility also eventually to go to Europe.
I noticed that you're a Franciscan. You're
yes.
from the Order of Friars Minor,
yes,
is that
yes.
right? What does this mean to you in your job there?
Francis was a man who followed Jesus in poverty and simplicity, and also in the desire to have a pure dialogue with the friends, with everybody, and especially the Muslim. I feel with these people, the poor, in this context, the Muslim context, to realize a community of prayer, community of dialogue as a church, really according the will of Saint Francis. No? Francis, free man who loved God and the creature, to realize the bridge between the poor and the rich, the power of love in the way of dialogue.